Residents at Brightview Senior Living Communities enjoy enhanced possibilities, independence, and choice. Brightview North Fax offers vibrant senior independent living, assisted living, and memory care services through various daily programs and cultural events, chef-prepared meals, safety and security, transportation, resort-style amenities, and high-quality care. Everything you need is here. Discover more at brightviewnorthfax.com. Now open. Equal housing opportunity.
Morano's the guy. Always love having Mark on the show. 20 minutes before Mike Gallagher on AM 970. The answer, Mark is a former senior staff member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, publisher of climatedepot.com, author of The Great Reset. Mark, welcome back to the show. Great of you to join us this Monday morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Trump said there'd be so much winning, and I can't believe how much winning in the climate and environment area. I'm just in stunned disbelief. Right now, I'm thinking of retiring, but I don't know where. I'm trying to think what line of work I'm going to go
into. I have to learn
coding or something.
I know, but no, you got to watch because God forbid in the midterm something glitches, they'll be back like a bad disease. They really will be.
I just mean I'm going to retire till November when we have the bloodbath. Then I'll come back. Restart a career. But I want to retire now.
Yeah, I know.
You got to end on a high note. I want to quit while we're ahead.
Tell us about the UN-backed Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reversing course on its doomsday predictions. This is what you're talking about, Mark, and you helped them see the light, my brother.
Yeah, this is huge. Okay, the whole premise of this, and I'm going to get to this, this involves Tom Steyer, this involves Michael Bloomberg, this involves the billionaire class coming up with extreme scenarios. But basically, when current reality fails to alarm, the climate activists at the UN and climate activists in general make scarier and scarier predictions of the future. So polar bear is a perfect example. There's now U.S. Geological Survey, we're at or near historic population highs for polar bears. They never counted this many. Indigenous people say the same thing. Mm-hmm. All of the Arctic studies say the same thing. There is no threat to polar bears currently, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you scare people about polar bears? You make scary predictions of the future. And not only do you make them of the future, but every 5 years you ratchet it up. Like, the polar bears are overpopulation. There's record numbers. There's no threat. Well, our predictions of the future are now more dire than 5 years ago. And that is the premise. And it's called Representation Concentration Pathway, RCP 8.5. That's what we're going to talk about today. Everyone put on their, lectures. It's going to be a very boring. No, nothing boring about it. This was invented according to the New York Frickin' Times, November 2012, Tom Steyer stepped down from a hedge fund, gathered environmental leaders in the Democratic Party around a kitchen table at his ranch, I'm not making this up, in Pescadero, California. It included John Podesta, and then even Michael Bloomberg later joined, and also we had the George Bush, Hank Paulson. And they decided they wanted to make global warming an immediate threat, quote, making the climate threat feel real, immediate, potentially devastating to the business world. And so on that light, within 2 years, they published a study, the economic risk of climate change, and they came up with this extreme climate model scenario / prediction of the future, where it just basically, if you have a two-year-old toddler and you say, well, based on my extreme models, his rate of growth the last year, he's going to be 30 feet tall by the time he's 18. That's what they did with climate change. And that is what Donald Trump is celebrating, because now a key journal at the United Nations Climate Science Panel is now abandoning this model. Why? Because even their own climate alarmist scientists were pushing back, saying we have no credibility. These are absurd, extreme scenarios that we're trying to sell to the public. And the UN, given the entire collapse of the climate movement globally, is actually retreating on this scenario. So Donald Trump, rightly crowing over this. I'm exhausted now. Now I'm really ready for retirement.
No, you've been talking about it forever. You know what kills me is when they show, or you'll show online, Mark Morano, John Kerry, or Al Gore, things they've said. And then you go, and AOC, say 10 years ago, oh, the world's ending in 10 years. And no one addresses it. There's no humility going, well, I could have been a little, overzealous, but you're right here. This panel on climate change reversing its course, finally. Did anybody actually apologize? Did they apologize? I was like, oops, I'm sorry, we blew it. Mark Morano was right. You hear anything like that by chance, huh?
Absolutely not. No, they're just quietly abandoning it. And they didn't think really that many people would notice. Credit a scientist, Dr. Roger Pilkey Jr., who noticed this. It was a European journal that had these scientists quietly say, we can no longer use this model. It's not representative. It's not, basically, it's not helpful. It's not helpful to them because it oversells fear, and it's not helpful to them because it's not accurate. And you're mentioning all these failed predictions, John Kerry, AOC, Al Gore, the New York Times, every major climate activist. I can go back in my book, Green Fraud, Joe, in 1864. Abraham Lincoln was president. We hadn't even had, the Civil War wasn't even over yet. And yet we had the first climate tipping point. An academic named John Marsh warned of climatic excess unless mankind changed his ways. And what ends up happening is Prince Charles, now King Charles, gave a 100-month tipping point, counted it down to the end, and then he tacked on another 37 years at the end of it. So no matter what prediction they come up with, once the time hits, they just add a new prediction as a misdirection.
Yeah, you know what, though, the danger is, Mark, as we said, with all the restructuring of some of these red states, which may very well give the Republicans the midterms, but maybe not. The two things they want to do is impeach Donald Trump again, and they'll go right back. They'll go right back to their evil ways, will they not, on this? So it's important that you bring out...
A couple things. Trump is trying, and Lee Zeldin is trying, to make this permanent so they can't go back to the evil ways, i.e. pull us out of the 1992 treaty, make them have to sign a new UN treaty, make them have to get new Senate ratification, and also get rid of this endangerment finding, which allows unelected bureaucrats to control every aspect of American economy without any act of Congress. And if they get rid of those two things, it makes it much harder for a future president, AOC, Gavin Newsom. But... you know, this whole thing with the model, you know, I was watching NFL draft with my son, and, you know, you have all these draft people like, this guy is going to be an excellent pick, and I think these are the top five picks, and this team's for me. I'd like to see, and the fact that you never see it on ESPN or any of these networks, they never tell you how their past predictions have fared. Oh, you know, here's Mel Kiper Jr. Let's look at the last 10 years of the top NFL draft picks that he picked, and how did they turn out? I think people would be shocked. I don't mean to dig on Mel Kiper Jr. or ESPN or anything. I'm just saying, in general, there's a confidence and a certitude that they have no... Now, with sports, it's entertainment. But we're talking science and climate. It's a whole different game. They should never be allowed to get away with this. And they have been able to get away with it now for, these 20-plus years.
You know what? And you've been fighting ever since. And I'll leave you with this, though, and because... With the wind turbines that they would not give up on, and even now they're talking about when we went to China. You know, China makes all the solar panels and all that. Yet we still don't know. But the wind turbines. Think about that. If it wasn't for you yourself, Mark Morano, Congressman Banjew, Donald Trump, as I asked him a couple of years ago about what about the wind turbines down the shore, a complete fail. Mark, if we didn't say anything, if you didn't say anything, if you didn't get on a boat with a bullhorn and stop these people, they'd still be building these things, man. And they're a fail. They are one big fail. It's an environmental nightmare for animals, for humans, and everybody around them, these wind turbines. It's scary to think what would have happened. I tell you, I think you're going to get some kind of award from the president, I think, Mark. This is it. Don't go anywhere, buddy. I'm telling you, you never know. But really, honestly, thank you for that fight, because imagine if you didn't. Imagine if they won. Imagine what it would look like on the Jersey Shore today, right?
Yes, and off many shores. It was one of the biggest battles. We're still fighting it. We're still in court. There's still some offshore wind in particular going forward. There's still about, 45% of Inflation Reduction Act, which was committed, which you couldn't pull back. But I think that rational people realized this was never going to work with all of this, offshore wind and solar and wind combined, not even producing less than 4% of our global energy. You're still doing 80% of energy fossils. By the way, UK Guardian is calling people like you and I, Joe, fossil fuel fascists because of the Iran war shows that we need solar and wind to power the world, and that's why you can't rely on oil because it can get clogged up and prices go up. If we had to rely on solar and wind, we wouldn't even have a global economy, which is funny. But they are resurrecting it, and they're trying everything they can But what Trump is doing, what Lee Zeldin's doing, what Chris, I got to meet Chris Wright last week, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Fantastic meeting at the Cato Institute. He actually recognized me and said, you know, that I was an important voice and everything, so I was a lot of fun. But what he's doing and what doing Trump is making this permanent. So it's going to be as permanent, meaning you have to jump through the very legislative and bureaucratic hurdles they love to impose on us all these years.
Yeah.
And let's hope that sticks. But this is phenomenal transition. Again, great news out of the UN this week. And let's build on this. By the way, the UN is doing so poorly with climate that a whole separate organization as a protest group met in Colombia 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's all the countries that want money from the West and want to, you know, do this fantasy of climate. They're now calling the UN climate panel a bunch of conservative, you know, pro-fossil fuel people. That's how extreme they are. So the UN has spawned a more radical group, and I'll probably be attending those meetings. We'll see if I get out alive.
But, yeah, no, you will. Just keep us posted. Mark Morano, God bless you for all you're doing. Great chat this morning. Always great to hear from you. Thank you, sir. Mark Morano right there. Don't forget ClimateDepot.com. You know, you think, let me just take a second. What we're talking about with Mark, fighting the turbines.
Summer's a gift. The gift of days that last a little longer. A brighter state of mind. So gift yourself a new Kia at the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. With specially tagged vehicles including the Sorento, Sportage, Carnival, as well as the Niro Hybrid. All backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. So the gift of summer can keep on giving for summers to come. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Event ends 6/1/2016. Dealer for warranty details.